views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good morning. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Each week on The Laura Longley Show, I share a tool to help you make authentic and lasting changes in your life. Then we open up the phone lines for your calls, and this is your chance to get some intuitive coaching on an issue or problem that's been keeping you stuck. Today's topic is going to be accept reality in order to move forward, and I'll be doing the light bulb moment on that in just a minute. But first, I want to also remind you that we are giving away lots of free coaching sessions during the show, and as a caller with a question for me, you will also get a free coaching session, so be sure and stay tuned for that. But first, as always, I want to start out with our healing meditation. And today I do have a specific place that I'd like for us to focus our healing attention. And that is on the conflict going on in the Middle East with the Israelis and the Palestinians. And I feel like it's a really good example of today's topic about accepting reality in order to move forward. This fighting there has been going on for many, 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 many years, many generations. And the only way they're going to get past it is to accept the reality that they're both there and they need to learn to live together. So let's go ahead and send love and healing to everyone who is affected by that conflict. And let's start by taking a deep breath in. Release that. Take one more deep breath in and release that. So last week was the first week of our new format where I'm doing the light bulb moment and then opening up the phone lines for you to call in to get coaching from me. And I'm going to make a little bit of a shift this week based on experience from last week. So if you want to receive some on-air coaching, I'd like for you to start calling in right now before I do the light bulb moment. And this just helps Benny get everybody in the queue so that we can go directly to calls when the light bulb moment is over. So if you want some intuitive coaching on air, the number to call is 800-930-2819. Again, that's 800-930-2819. 530-2819. And everyone who calls in for on-air coaching will also receive a free 30-minute session with me that they can schedule sometime in the next month. So if you want some coaching, 800-930-2819. So the light bulb moment for this week, as I mentioned, is about accepting reality. And I always start out these light bulb moments by sharing what my story is around this particular issue. And what happened for me is that when I got divorced many years ago, everything went great with my ex-husband up until the divorce was final. Then we started having a lot of issues around how we dealt with our son, who at the time was 5 years old. And I really struggled. I was going through all kinds of angst because things were not working out in a way that I thought was in the best interest for my son. And one day, my therapist, who I had been seeing off and on for, at that point, I'd say at least 10 years, so she knew me quite well, she said to me, "You keep expecting him to be a different person," talking about my ex-husband. And it was kind of like, you know, those V8 commercials where it's like, you know, you want to slap yourself upside the head and say, "Oh, wow, yes, I am, aren't I?" It's like, the definition of insanity, right? You keep doing the same thing, expecting a different result. Well, I kept expecting him to act in a certain way, and he wasn't acting in that way. And yet I was still approaching him with the expectation that he would act in that way. And, you know, I had a lot of good reasons why I expected him to act a certain way, because he had been, it was actually second marriage for both of us. He had children from his first marriage who, during our marriage, lived with us a lot of the time. But we had a great relationship with his first wife. And as a matter of fact, during the time that I was pregnant with our son, her mother, so my ex-husband's mother and ex-mother-in-law, was calling me, seeing how I was doing, giving me advice. And his ex-wife, his first wife, actually babysat our son on my 40th birthday so that we could go to a party that was being given for my 40th birthday. So we had this really great relationship. And that was what I thought it would be like when we got divorced, that we would continue to be friendly, that we would continue to collaborate on raising our son, and as well as his sons from the first marriage who were teenagers at that time. But that's not what happened. As a matter of fact, it was like 180 degrees different. He very quickly got involved with someone else, and they got married about 6 months after we were divorced, but they moved in together right after our divorce was final. I never even met her. I was never introduced to her. My son was spending half of his time in their home. I never met her. So you can see that it was very, very different. So what happened was that once I let go of my expectations of what it was supposed to be like, then I could start dealing with how it really was. And I still don't like how it was, but once I accepted that I could only do my part, I was really better able to get a result for my son that I liked, because I was dealing with what was true, not what I wished was true. And, you know, I'd like to say that I was able to be peaceful and calm internally. Well, no, really not so much. Even 13 years later, I still get triggered. But it's all internal. It doesn't come out externally. And I've gotten to where I can move very quickly past the point of emotional upset to get to what the issue is and what it is that I want the result to be. So before I move into the more generic how you can use this in your own life, I do want to remind you that the phone lines are open. If you want to have some on-air coaching, you can call in at 800-930-2819. And it doesn't have to be related to today's topic. It can be about anything that you're struggling with in life, where you're feeling stuck and you need some tools or some guidance to begin moving forward. 800-930-2819. So now, if you are in a place where you're feeling really stuck and you think that part of the problem might be that you're having trouble accepting reality, then That's probably correct. I think that that's part of what keeps us stuck is the fact that we can't accept where we're really at. And we have to be able to see where we are in order to get to where we want to be. So if I want to get to New Orleans and I think I'm in Miami, I'm going to take a different route than if I realize that I'm really in Seattle. So it's the same idea, just in a different way. And, you know, it's natural for us as human beings, when something isn't working, we try doing the same thing even harder. But if it didn't work the way you were doing it, just doing more of the same is not going to work. And that's, again, going back to the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. So what do you do when you realize that, oh, I'm not accepting reality? The first thing is to identify your should about the situation. You might be telling yourself that you shouldn't be in whatever situation is creating grief for you. That was kind of me. This shouldn't be happening this way. I shouldn't have this crappy job. I shouldn't have this unhappy relationship. Or you could be saying that you should have be or do something different. I should get a new job. I should leave this relationship. I should be happy. But you're not. And that's where you're denying reality. Except that you might want those things, but you're not there now. And then let go of every should or shouldn't in your repertoire of self-talk. Nothing should be any different than it is. If it was supposed to be different, then it would be. And that's what accepting reality is all about. And believing and embracing that where you are right now is exactly where you're supposed to be is the key to the situation. And I know that's kind of a hard concept to understand and also accept and embrace. But think about it this way. How would your happiness level shift if you suddenly quit saying, I shouldn't be in this situation? And if instead you said, boy, I'm unhappy in this situation, but this is where I'm at right now, like it or not. And I know I have the ability to create a shift. By you doing something different, it will create a shift. And then what happens next is that you stop focusing on all the reasons why it's unfair that you're unhappy, or all the reasons why it's not your fault, or for some of us, why it is our fault. That's partly mine. And you quit looking at why it shouldn't be the way it really is, and you shift to looking at how you can begin to make it different. And then you shift your focus from what you don't want to what other possibilities might be. And that's when the possibilities of how you could do things differently to get a different result start to show up. So in summary with this, what you resist persists, so accept your reality. Once you quit denying reality, you'll be happier because you realize, okay, this is where I'm at and I can do something about it. So you start by doing something about it, by letting go of the way things should or shouldn't be, and just accept this is the way things are, because as long as you deny reality, you can't focus on shifting. Then the new possibilities start coming in. So that is what you need to do to accept reality to begin moving forward. So once again, phone lines are open for coaching at 800-930-2819. And you'll get a free coaching session, 30-minute coaching session with me if you call in, 800-930-2819. And all my coaching is done by phone, so it doesn't matter where you are geographically. We can also do Skype, so even if you're international, feel free to call in and get that free coaching session. We're going to take a quick break. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Said all I want from you is to see you tomorrow. And every tomorrow.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, We'd love to hear you on the line. Say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Want to experience a deeper spiritual connection, reduce stress, and overcome anxiety? You can take control of your life now with the power of meditation. Let Jennifer Farmer, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher, show you how easy it is to develop your natural intuitive gifts, manage chronic pain, and live abundantly with a consistent meditation practice. Sign up now for Jennifer's newsletter at jenniferfarmer.com to receive a free healing meditation and watch her free instructional videos at jenniferfarmer.com.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, it will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Do you want to enjoy your salad dressing without the guilt of calories, processed ingredients, salt, and carbohydrates? Galios miso dressings are created in a certified organic plant with all natural organic ingredients. Choose from 6 delicious flavors. Order your dressings online now and get free shipping. Mention Dr. Pat and you will get an additional 10% discount. Visit www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOSCafe.com.
We are back on the Laura Longley Show, and I want to give away a free coaching session. We're not getting any callers today, and my feelings are hurt by that. Well, I won't say that. Yeah, I will say that.
I think they are.
Because I have lots of stuff I want to share with you guys. But if you're too shy to go on the air, I will still give you a free coaching session to the first caller right now at 800-930-2819. So free 30-minute coaching session, 800-930-2819. And all of my coaching is really geared towards identifying life purpose and how that helps us in the rest of our life. It could be career. It could be if you're starting a business. It could be in your relationship, and it could just be being happy in your life by really understanding what you're here on earth to do. So you can just do a straight coaching session, you can do one where we use numerology, or you can do one where we use tarot. 800-930-2819 for the first caller. Call me now, I'm lonely, please call me. In the meantime, while we're waiting for those phone lines to really light up, I wanted to share, you know, somehow we make these intentions about how we want to live our lives and kind of things that we want to focus on in our lives. And then we get busy and we kind of forget. And one of those things came up for me today. One of my really big things in life is gratitude, because I totally believe that the more I say thank you for what I have, the more that I get what I want. That showing that appreciation is saying to the universe that I get it. You know, you didn't have to give me this, whatever it may be. And one of the things that I intend for a lot, set intentions about in the course of the moment, is getting a good parking space. And a good parking space doesn't always mean closest to wherever I'm going, but, you know, one that is a good parking space for me. And so whenever I ask for that and then I get my parking space, I always say thank you. Well, today I had a little bit of the opposite situation. Here at the KKNW studio, we're in a 7-story building And they've been doing a lot of work around the entrance to the building over the last couple of months, where they've blocked off a lot of the visitor parking. And so over the last couple of months, it's sometimes been kind of difficult to find a place to park when I get here. But the last few weeks, it's been great, and they'd finished with all the landscaping and things that they were doing. And so I'm not even thinking about this being an issue. I come up the hill, because you go up a hill and turn the corner, and there's all these work trucks that are taking up a bunch of the visitor parking spaces, and they have more of them blocked off. And in my mind, I'm going, oh my God, where am I going to park? There's no visitor parking. What am I going to do? Well, I come around the next corner into the area where there's the 2-hour visitor parking, and there was a parking space in the, right by the front door. And I hadn't even, in that moment, I hadn't even said, please give me a good parking space. I had just gone, oh my God, I can't find a parking space. So it wasn't until I was walking in the building that I went, oh, I need to say thank you for that, because I was given, I was given this gift of, now I don't have to figure out where I'm going to park, and I've only got 10 minutes till the show starts. So this was just an example that I wanted to share, where we do get really caught up in things, and we sometimes forget what it is that we are really trying to intend to do in our lives. And for me, that was one of them. And then the other thing that for me came out of that was, I got myself all wound up and upset about I'm not going to get a parking space when there was one there. So that's another reminder, you know, just believe that it's all going to work out, and don't get upset until it doesn't, because it did. It all worked out. So on that note, I think we have a caller.
Bring on Sandra from Seattle. Welcome to the show, Sandra.
Hi, Sandra.
Hey. Hi, how are you?
I am well. How about you?
Great. I'm okay.
Good.
I'm just sitting here. Yeah, I'm just sitting here half listening to you. I'm guilty of reading a book.
Well, that's a good thing to be guilty of, actually, reading a book.
And I heard you say something like, I'm lonely, I don't have any phone calls, so I picked up the phone and thought I'd call you.
Well, I love that. Thank you so much. And before we start, would you mind sharing something that you are grateful for?
Oh, my gosh. I'm just grateful to have a dry place.
Good for
place
you. Because
yeah,
we sometimes forget those things. We do sometimes forget
right.
those things. And those are the places we should start is, yeah, I've got 2 eyes, 2 ears, 2 arms, 2 legs. I have a place to live. I'm happy. I'm grateful. Yeah.
That's right.
So, is there something I can help you with?
Well, no. I'm going to have a birthday tomorrow. So,
uh-huh.
Other than that.
And do you have exciting plans for your birthday tomorrow?
Oh, no, no. Just open up the book and start reading. I enjoy a good book.
Well, so what are you reading right now?
Well, right now I am reading Civilization, A New History of the Western World by Roger Osborne.
Oh, my goodness. That sounds like some heavy-duty stuff.
Yeah, and I'm also reading the...
Thank you for listening to Transformation...
Newsletter. And just some real positive Christian stuff. I'm usually read, like, the Christian books are really easy to read, so I read, like, one a week, you know, in a heavy-duty
uh-huh.
book, like, once a month, and try to get a balance. I'm trying to read more warm, fluffy stuff,
uh-huh.
but it doesn't keep my interest.
So do you feel like you are already in that warm, fuzzy place?
No, I know I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not, yeah. And, quite frankly, I don't know if I want to be comfortable all the time, because, there's no growth in it.
I agree.
I would like to grow and then rest and grow and then rest. And that type of balance for me is good.
And, you know, I agree that our growth does come from challenges, that, you know, if we already knew everything and we were already in a great place, then we don't have any incentive to do some of the hard work that sometimes we have to do. But, and, you know, this might just be a matter of semantics of how we're talking about this, Sandra, but to me, the, you know, being in the warm and fuzzy place is really about, it's not about everything's great all the time. What it's about to me is that I expect that everything will be fine in my life, that I expect the universe is a beneficent place, and that when things go awry and I have a growth opportunity, I can stay in that place most of the time of, this is a growth opportunity. It's not like, oh my God, I'm woe is me, right?
Right. Yeah. And what I have, and it might be a choice of vocabulary, because
right.
when I do have challenges, and somebody might call them a situation, others might call them a problem, it's like there was a point probably about 15 years ago that I could see the silver lining in the cloud,
mm-hmm.
why the cloud was dumping rain on me. I mean, I knew there was a point.
Right.
And at my age and experience, I could basically say what that lesson was going to be. Now, I didn't know what the outcome would be or what my new tools would be with the graduation of that class.
Right.
But I knew there was a purpose, and I knew that it was temporary, and it was okay.
And I completely agree with that, that we can't always know how things are going to turn out. But as long as we believe that there is a purpose to what's happening, that is what makes all the difference. Sandra, thank you so much for calling and keeping me company. We do have some other callers on the line, so I want to move to those. But I think Benny has your information. So if you're interested in a free session, I will send you an email with that information.
Okay, great.
And thank
all
you for
right.
breaking.
Enjoy.
Thank you for breaking the ice and being my first caller today.
I loved it. Thank you.
All right. Bye bye. So now who do we have, Benny?
Well, we're up to a break. So
oh,
why don't
we are
we take
up to a
that?
Break. Yep. Absolutely, we are. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. And I do just want to throw in that if you go to lauralongleyshow.com, you can also find out how you can get a free 15-minute consultation with me right in the upper right-hand corner of the page. Click there. You can schedule a free consultation. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In an August mood, where are the stars of the night?
Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Starella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Starella direct. Born in New Orleans, Starella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Starella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of two-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Starella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Starella personally on the brilliant website of ornam.com. Just search for Countess Starella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Starella, on oranum.com. That's oranum.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Well, the men said, if you're not well, stay in bed. Cause I've been feeling down and blue, and it's cloudy in my head. Instead of going out to some restaurant, I stay home in bed. I'll be loving you.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and Benny's grooving along to that song.
I
as
love
we come back
Michael Jackson.
Break.
He'll never get old. He's timeless.
He is absolutely timeless. So we're going to go directly to the phones. Who do we have, Benny?
Yeah, we'll travel southward, a little way south, actually. Allison calling in from Phoenix, Arizona. Allison.
Hi, Allison. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. So before we start, do you have something that you're grateful for that you'd like to share?
I'm grateful for my awareness. I've become more aware of the things that I know I have a bad habit of doing.
Well, awareness is the first step, believe me. So good for you for being grateful for being aware. That's great.
Yeah, so, before I just didn't really think about it until now that I'm, you know, obviously I can't watch myself, but I notice more things
right.
that I do. They're like, oh, maybe that. You know, it's a habit, and I should break that. So.
Exactly. It's not serving you. So what
Correct.
Can I help you with today?
Well, I have a lot of issues, but to narrow it down.
Yes.
I don't know. It's just I get confused a lot. I double-guess myself.
Uh-huh.
I want something. Once I get it, then I become disinterested.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
So here's what it sounds like to me is that mm-hmm. it sounds to me like you are not happy in your life and you are trying different things to see what will make you happy. Does that sound
uh-huh.
like it fits?
Uh-huh.
And so the second guessing yourself, you know, what comes to us first is usually the best thing for us, and that comes from source or spirit or the universe or whatever name you like to use. And then our brain, our mind gets in there, our ego, the human part of us gets in there and starts saying, well, wait a minute, you know, that's not really it, or are you crazy? That's not right. And that's when we start second guessing ourselves. Does that sound like what happens?
Yes, but then I don't know if this is the what's confusing. Like, I start second guessing my second guess because then I'm like, well, what if that maybe I should change my mind? What if I'm wrong?
Right. So I love that little what if I'm wrong, because what you do when your brain says to you, what if I'm wrong? You go down that path. Okay, what if I am wrong? Then what? And you just follow that progression until you get to the end, which usually is, okay, well, I could handle it. If I make this choice and then it's wrong, I just start over, right? I learned something, right? Do you have a specific example of that? Because I'd love for the listeners to hear kind of how that works, how we go down that chain of what happened, you know, what if.
Well, this is, I guess, the most recent one. It's not a big deal, but it's just something that I second-guess myself. I'm trying to complete my degree, and so I went to, I conducted a few universities, and I went for one that I thought it was convenient for me. And but it's online, which I'm like, okay, well, it'll be flexible for me because I don't have to go to a campus and be there at a certain time. So now I'm like, I really don't like the fact of being online. And I'm like, well, maybe I just made the wrong decision. But I'm like, well, maybe later on it will suit me because I don't have to go in and make time to go. So there's something that I'm second-guessing myself. Like, did I make the right decision to do this? Not to complete my degree, but to...
To do it in that way. And, you know, and so in that case, what I would do is I would say, okay, so I tried this and I don't like it. So I had valid reasons why I was going to do it online. And once I got doing it, I didn't like it. Okay, so I learned something. This isn't the way that I want to do it.
Yeah, but they don't offer that on campus, and it's just a waste of money for me to take courses. To take courses and then say, okay, well, that didn't work. Because I've been doing that all my life, and it just goes back to like, okay, well, that didn't work. And I'm just tired of making...
Well, then what I would ask you is what do you not like about doing it online?
The fact that... too much. I guess it's trying to make up for not being in a campus, and they want to make sure you get all the information. So there's just a lot more to do, which is fine, but it's just way too much. And also, they have team assignments, and you communicate with your team members that are probably in different states through messengers and emails, and I just find that really annoying.
Okay. So, I mean, really, to me, it sounds like it's not the right choice for you based on the two things that you just said about what you don't like about it. And so I understand that part of what you're measuring this against is that in the past you haven't followed through and completed. But there's a difference between saying, I'm going to try this and see what I think, and then go based on how it works out for me. Do you get what the distinction is? So you're not saying I'm not going to finish. You're just saying I thought this would be great for me and it's not. Let me try this other way.
Yes, I see it. I get it. At least I'm trying, but...
Right. And so, I mean, obviously you need...
It's very stressful.
Well, obviously you need to finish up what you... Well, I mean, so you always have choices, right? So your other choice is that you can go, okay, this I don't really like how this works, and I committed to do it, therefore I'm going to finish it.
Okay. Yeah. I guess I could always try something else.
Right. Right. So you always have a choice. And I think that maybe going forward, listening to that inner voice rather than necessarily, okay, logically it makes sense to do it this way, but perhaps if you'd listened to your inner voice about how you felt about online, you might have realized, oh, that isn't really how I would like it.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, when should I listen to my inner voice?
Always.
I never know.
That's what you should always listen to. And it's a skill and a talent to learn how to distinguish between what's your inner voice and what's not.
Okay.
Yeah.
because that's where I think I start second guessing myself. I think, you know, that is me second guessing myself. Like, oh, no, maybe you shouldn't do that. And I'm like, well, maybe I should. And then I just get confused and I'm like, okay, I don't know what voice now I'm listening to.
So what I would say is, I know that you, Benny, has your information. You have a free session with me, and I would suggest that we use our free session to talk about techniques where you can know if it's your inner voice that you're hearing or if it's your ego talking. Does that make sense?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks for your call, Allison. And before you go, one more thing you're grateful for.
Hello?
Yes. Before we go, one more thing you're grateful for.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, all right.
Well, actually, hang on, Allison. I'm going to grab your information because I did not, unfortunately, get that. I was running through all the phones, so that's okay. Let's bring on Nancy. Nancy is calling in from Kirkland, and you can start with her while I go grab Allison's information.
All right.
Yep.
Hi, Nancy. How are you?
Oh, gosh. Oh, I'm grateful to be with you.
Well,
thank
good.
You. Yeah.
And, well, you gave me what you're grateful for before I even asked, so you got the swing of things going here. So,
yeah.
So what's on your mind today?
Oh, gosh. A gal that I've been doing, who's become a friend, that I've been doing emotion code work with, texted me and said, hey, you know, get on the radio and listen to Laura Longley. And
That's great. I love that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Suggested I call in, and it seems very synchronistic because I'm looking on your website right now, and I am struggling to find my purpose in life.
It's okay. It's an emotional topic.
I feel a bit in, like, on the precipice of either crisis or finding my wings. And
yes,
I've done a ton of personal work. I'm 24 years recovering sober, mm-hmm. and a member of 12-step group, and I've done just a ton of work. And I'm currently in my life, nothing seems to be working at all. And I'm kind of scared, actually.
Yes.
So, yeah.
So everything I'm going to say to you right now comes from me knowing this personally, because I have been there, and in some ways I am there right now in my own life. And my belief is, when nothing is working, it is because we're on the precipice of moving to a new level. And it is terrifying.
It does feel terrifying.
Yes, it's terrifying. And I really, really relate to that. And I'll share with you, just in the past 2 weeks, for myself, I've really become conscious of that I'm in this place of, I've always been someone who had a lot of structure in my life. And part of that came from my upbringing. I had a very structured family, but also it was my safety.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, I'm claustrophobic. And to me, I relate being in a box with that structure to being claustrophobic.
Yeah.
The other piece is that I also have a fear of heights, which, I don't know if you listened last week, but last week I talked about my fear of heights. My fear of heights is that fear of the structure being taken away and being able to just jump off the cliff and soar, right?
Uh-huh.
And that is the part that I find terrifying, is that there are no bounds.
Uh-huh.
And I think that that's what happens for us when we're getting ready to move to that next level. Does that sound like it fits for you?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I just want to know that everything's going to be all right. I want to see around corners, really.
Okay, but, I'm just going to tell you, everything's going to be all right.
It doesn't feel like it.
I know it doesn't. And like I said, I totally, totally relate to this. Mm-hmm. And what I've had the good fortune of having wise people share with me is that we can never know that. We can only have faith that it's going to be okay. And if you look back over your life, you will see that it's always been okay.
Yeah.
And so we just have to trust, and that's all that we can do.
Okay.
So I know that sounds kind of woo-woo, right?
No, it doesn't sound woo-woo. It just sounds, no, it doesn't sound woo-woo at all. I mean, I surrendered this morning again.
Yes.
I let go and let God. I'm doing it often, and mm-hmm. I'm taking action, and I'm still in this place, and
yes.
it feels terrifying. So trusting, it's like, okay, maybe I'm not trusting enough.
It's just not time yet. You know, it's all things in divine time. Yeah, that became my mantra a couple years ago, because I had been so in a place of, I was someone who always made things happen. You know, I had goals and I was striving and everything always happened. Well, then I found that, wow, I don't really have control, you know, and I do have to trust that it all unfolds in the time that it's meant to unfold. And I think that sometimes it's because there's something more that we need to learn before it's time. So you can look at that. And it really is just trust that it is all, it in the end, it's all okay.
Well, okay. I'm on the verge of being evicted, mm-hmm. not making enough money.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of security stuff. I mean, I'm mm-hmm. I'm healthy, I'm physically healthy, and I'm sober, and I have, you know, people around me to support me. But those security things mm-hmm. don't feel okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I totally hear you, and I totally understand that.
Uh-huh.
And even if you get evicted, even if you don't have enough money, you will be okay.
Okay. Okay.
It's just not your vision of what okay looks like.
It certainly is not.
Right. Right. And I know that doesn't sound very comforting, maybe.
not completely. But,
yeah.
I mean,
if there are things that you can do in the physical world to shift that, do those things.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming you already are.
I am in. Yeah, I'm doing that every day. I'm taking mm-hmm. action with what I can. Yeah.
Right. And so then all you can do is trust that this is the path you're supposed to be on. And this is, it will be fine.
Okay. It's embarrassing, though. I look around at my peers, and unfortunately, I compare.
Yes.
And I look around, and I think, wow, life seems to be working really well for them and them and them and them. What the heck did I do wrong? And, you know, that's my mind.
Yes, it is your mind.
mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is, because, and really, these are all things that I'm struggling with myself. And where I go with it is that stop comparing, because, you know, who knows what anybody else is here to do, and who knows what anybody else is, you know, happy doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know internally what those people feel like.
Mm-mm. No.
You only know externally what their life looks like.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. And for me, that is where I have to keep going, because I hear you on it's embarrassing, right? You think at a certain age that everything should be all set. And if we had chosen a safe life, it would have been, wouldn't it?
Yeah. And if I hadn't made some mistakes in the past, blah, 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 blah,
yeah.
blah, you know, yeah.
But you
mm-hmm.
did, and you learned, and
yeah.
that's why you're here.
Yeah.
You're not here to amass stuff, right? You're
right.
here for the learning. You're here for the growth. You're here for evolving.
Oh, goody.
I know. I tell you, a week ago, I had this conversation with one of my practitioners. So
oh,
I hear your side of it. I totally, totally do.
Yeah.
And what she said to me is, if you were going to choose the white picket fence version of this life, you would have done it, and you didn't. And that's not what your soul is here to do.
Okay. Well, I also want to learn and grow in joy.
Yes.
As opposed to crisis and trauma. And, you know, I mean, I'm all for learning lessons and growing. I just, it'd be nice to have the easier, softer way.
I hear you. And and I'm sorry, Nancy, we have to stop in the call now because we do need to take a break. But Benny's got your information. You and I'll
Thank you very much.
You and I'll connect offline. And we'll work through it together, you know, because I really hear you. I really do. And I need
Thank you, Laura.
I could use the support too. So,
Thank you, Laura.
All right. So we're going to take a quick break.
Let's actually just move right on through. We've already, we've got other things to run through. So let's just finish up with Jennifer. Is that okay?
Okay. Yeah, sure. Let's That's fine. So, yeah, that's fine.
Jennifer from Mountain View.
Okay.
Welcome to the show.
Hi, Jennifer. Jennifer.
Jennifer, are you there?
Hello.
Maybe we won't get to Jennifer. All right.
Okay.
Well, she waited.
Well, that's okay.
Okay.
So, do we want to take a break or do we want me to just...
Just wrap it up.
Just keep going. Mm-hmm. Just keep going. I really got behind on breaks, you guys, but I'm glad... I'm sure that you don't really miss the commercials. So, anyway... You know, to kind of wrap things up here, you know, I do want to just say a little bit about the call with Nancy, because it is really difficult for those of us that are on this sort of a evolving, what I call a spiritual path. It doesn't always look in the world the way that the things in our society tell us our lives should look. And, you know, it wasn't just lip service that I mean, I really am going through some things that are very similar to what Nancy is going through. And I can really relate to comparing ourselves, especially at an advanced age in our lives. Where am I versus where are other people? Why was it look so easy for them and it hasn't been easy for me? And I really believe this is all about embracing that we each are here as a soul for different reasons. And, what my life looks like is completely different than what somebody else's looks like because they aren't here for the same reason as I am. And so I can't compare myself to others. And if I do, it just makes me feel bad. And so I know I've done light bulb moments on this in the past, but that's just something I'd like everybody to really remember, that you really need to come from who you are authentically. That's what this show is all about, learning who I am as a soul, who I am authentically, and how I'm supposed to be expressing myself in the world. And so that's just a really good reminder. And I know it, Nancy, I'm speaking to you and to myself and to anybody else who's going through this. It doesn't always feel good. It really doesn't always feel good. But this is how we learn and this is how we grow and evolve. And, you know, this really turned out perfectly because I had a, you know, little exercise that I wanted to share with you, you being anybody listening right now, that it'll just take me a couple of minutes to describe. But what I think is great about it is that it will help you tap into some things in yourself that maybe you're having trouble finding. So, how the exercise works is think of a fictional character that you like. Who's your favorite fictional character? And this could be in a book, in a movie, in a cartoon. It could be anybody fictional. And don't overthink it. Whatever comes to your mind first is the right answer. Okay, now that you've got your fictional character, what are the three best things about being that character? And write those things down, or, you know, if you're not in a place where you can write, but categorize them. And then what is the one drawback to being this character? And I did this exercise myself last week, really profound for me. And I'm going to talk fast because we're almost out of time, but Mary Poppins was who popped into my mind. The three best things about her is that she's magic. She can create whatever she wants. She does whatever she wants. She believes that she's the expert and she knows best. And the third thing was that she helps people. Wow. I really, really connected with all of those things. The first two things are things I'm really working on. And the third thing is something that I've been on a path for, the helping people, for quite a while. The drawback to Mary Poppins is that she can't stay connected to people. She kind of pops in to help and fix circumstances, and then she leaves again. Also, something I'm working on in my life is finding and connecting with people that I can be connected with for a long time. So this is a very, very powerful exercise, and I hope that it brings some help to people who are struggling, that you see what your strengths are through doing this exercise. And we're up to time to wrap up already. I can't believe it. This hour went by so fast once you guys started calling me and talking to me, which I really appreciate. So I want to remind you, you can sign up to get a free 15-minute consultation with me by going to thelauralongleyshow.com. And in the upper right-hand corner of the page, you'll see struggling to find your life purpose, learn more. Click on learn more. You can schedule that consultation with me. I want to thank all of my callers. I really had some great conversations today, and hope that what I shared was helpful. And I know that we can't always wrap things up in a nice bow, but that we are making shifts as we go forward. And I want to thank all of you for listening to The Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. I had a great time. Please join me every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle, WBLQ in Rhode Island, or anywhere at thelauralongleyshow.com. Have a great week, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and on KKNW every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her services, and amazing tools, visit TheLauraLongleyShow.com.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Want to experience a deeper spiritual connection, reduce stress, and overcome anxiety? You can take control of your life now with the power of meditation. Let Jennifer Farmer, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher, show you how easy it is to develop your natural intuitive gifts, manage chronic pain, and live abundantly with a consistent meditation practice. Sign up now for Jennifer's newsletter at jenniferfarmer.com to receive a free healing meditation and watch her free instructional videos at jenniferfarmer.com.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. It will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Do you want to enjoy your salad dressing without the guilt of calories, processed ingredients, salt, and carbohydrates? Galios miso dressings are created in a certified organic plant with all natural organic ingredients. Choose from six delicious flavors. Order your dressings online now and get free shipping. Mention Dr. Pat and you will get an additional 10% discount. Visit www.galeoscafe.com. That's G-A-L-E-O-S cafe.com.